AM 1230 and FM 102.1 WJBC. Welcome back into the afternoon show. All right, before Thanksgiving break, we told you about an exciting trip that I'm going to be hosting here in 2026. But we got to talk more about that, dive deeper into it, because this is a trip of a lifetime that you need to set sail on, so to say. Joining me here in Studio A is Kimberly from Direct Travel. How are you today?
I'm great, Blake. How are you?
I'm doing good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. Yeah, good. It was so nice.
Did you travel anywhere? Of course. Maybe you traveled. I mean, that's your occupation.
We actually went to Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, look at that. I've never been to the Dells.
It's fun, especially for kids.
You can go this time of year. Is there like water parks inside?
Yes, okay. Indoor.
Yep. Indoor. All right. Well, let's talk about, speaking of water, let's switch gears a little bit. There is a big trip coming up in 2026, the River Valley. Now, you told us a little bit about this leading into our conversation during the Thanksgiving week, but our listeners may have missed that conversation. What exactly is this trip all about?
So we are going to go on the Douro River Cruise. It's July 16th to the 24th, and it's a breathtaking journey through the Douro Valley of northern Portugal, sailing round trip from Porto. It's known for its stunning vineyard landscapes, historic towns, UNESCO protected wine country, and a relaxed, intimate river cruise atmosphere. It's also nice for this trip because we have a pre-trip to Lisbon that's optional.
All right, Lisbon. I've never heard of it, never been there. Tell us about what this is. What is there to do in Lisbon?
You are going to be on a fully guided tour while you're in Lisbon. And the things that you would be able to see, it's just so charming and colorful. It's one of the most beautiful cities in Europe.
For our listeners that want to do something like this, is this like 3 days before? Is this 2 days before? Why should they do a pre-trip for a trip?
So it is 3 days before, and honestly, if you're going to fly over there, you might as well see it, and it really is beautiful.
Exactly. That's like, if you're going to take the trip, you might as well go and check out different sights and sounds. So you mentioned the trip to Lisbon. So is there like a resort you go to, or do you just kind of tour the city, so to say?
So you'll just stay in one hotel while you're there for the 3 nights, okay. And you'll just do day trips to different castles, different cities. You'll get to try the food there and the wine, of course.
Everybody wants an experience, and this is an experience they can't miss out on.
Absolutely.
This is such a cool experience. So from there, after the trip from Lisbon, then we hop on a cruise. Now tell us about the cruise. This is just, it's different than a regular cruise. Somebody has been on a big cruise to maybe the Bahamas or maybe to Jamaica or something like that. This is a night and day difference here.
Oh, absolutely. So this river cruise, there's only 102 passengers, and it really is luxury travel at its finest. You are waited on hand and foot every day. The food is fantastic. The drinks are great. You don't have to worry about tendering if you've ever had to tender.
Oh, tell us what that is for listeners. I have the experience. Our listeners may not have the experience. What exactly is that?
So tendering is typically when you're on a big ocean cruise and you have to park out in the ocean and you have to take a little boat from the ship to the shore.
Yeah, that happened to me. We were on a big giant cruise, and it's like a floating city. And there's like, okay, you can go to entertainment, you can go to this, you can go to that, but there's just so many people. It's a lot. And then they're like, okay, now you got to hop off. We're in the middle of the ocean. You got to hop on a boat, and then the boat's waving all over the place. And then you got to drive to shore. Then you got to explore. Then you're back on. It's too much.
It is, and it takes time to do that. And when you're in port, you want to not have to take the time to tender. Exactly. You want to be able to explore the cities.
All right. So what is there to see? Everybody knows about where exactly we're going to the cruise here, but what is there to see while we're on the ship here?
What you would expect is UNESCO World Heritage Sites, castles, and just quaint little villages, lots of wine, lots of food, cathedrals. I mean, there's just so much to see and do.
Lots of wine. Is it wine on the cruise too?
Oh, absolutely.
You sold me on wine, I'll tell you that. And then after we get off the cruise ship, each day, what can we explore?
So typically you're going to get to explore the cities. They'll bus you if it's very far to the cities, and they'll take you around. The nice thing, this cruise is with AMA Waterways. And so what they do is they take small groups, say, 20 people at a time on city tours. And you'll have a tour guide that's local to the area that's going to take you around.
That knows the history.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then from there, you can explore and you can choose your options of what you do throughout the days?
Yeah. Yep. So the excursions are included, and there's always a few that you get to choose. And then, you know, if you don't want to go on an excursion, you have complete free time while you're there in the port. Or once you get back from that excursion, if there's still time, you can go explore on your own.
The bad thing is there's never enough time when you're exploring a trip like this.
Oh, absolutely.
There's never enough time. Well, let's talk about the Douro region for a second. Our listeners may have never been there before, but this is a sight to see, so to say.
Yeah. So what's special about the Douro region is that it's untouched and intimate. It's not a massive commercial river. It's narrow valleys and authentic old world charm is what you're gonna expect. The scenery is so dramatic and it's peaceful.
It seems like it's a way for listeners to, how do I say it? It's a way for them to escape the world. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a way for them to say, all right, I don't want to deal with people. I don't want to see mass amounts of people. Because sometimes when you go on these gigantic cruises, it's like, it's too touristy. You know what I mean by that? Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a situation that's intimate, that's private, so to say. Sit down, have a glass of wine, a candle at a table, and just relax for a minute. You know, put away the phone and relax. And it seems like this is a trip that our listeners can really experience that.
Absolutely. You know, with having excursions, you can do as much or as little as you want to, but it really is more of a relaxing, like a mix of both. You do have things to do, but then you also have the time to just relax and enjoy.
Kimberly from Direct Travel joins us here in studio, and we're talking about a cruise that I'm hosting here in 2026 that you need to be a part of. Of course, we have all the details online at WJBC.com, but we'll tell you about how you can get in contact with Kimberly to book a trip of a lifetime here around the corner. Let's talk about the action on the cruise ship. You mentioned how it's smaller and it's more intimate, but what is the wait staff like? Because big ships, you don't get waited on. It's just kind of you're on your own, so to say.
Oh, you are going to be waited on. You're not even going to believe how amazing it is. On the ship, I think the staff ratio is like one staff to every 2 to 3 guests on the ship. Yeah.
Yep. So it's like butler service, whatever you want. Boom, it's right there.
Absolutely.
Wow. This is so unique. For our listeners that want to get more details on this trip, they're flying going to Bloomington to Chicago, then flying. But they want to get more details about this on how they can join me on this cruise. Where can they get more details and how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can call our office at Direct Travel here in town or go online to directtravelci.com.
It's always good seeing you. Thanks for stopping by Studio A.
Thanks for having me.
It's AM 1230 and FM 102.1 WJBC.